1. Plans. Elton woke early in the morning. They had all fallen into bed at dusk, and a quick glance out the window told her dawn was still a few hours away. Anouk was asleep on the floor next to the bed, and she quietly pulled on her boots, but he awoke anyway as she moved around him. She pulled her fingers through her tangled hair in a dispirited way, and Anouk rose from the floor, took a parcel off the table, and handed it to her. Inside was a toothbrush, a hairbrush, and a small pot of soda paste. "I asked the innkeeper to find us some necessities last night. Paid handsomely for them, but I figured you may need those." Anouk pulled on his boots and ran his fingers through his short, dark hair. "Thank you." She picked out the tangles with a brush and tried to marshal her thoughts into order. They had fled High Castle little more than a day ago, after Anrok had wrested control of the Vale from Father Nigel. She had done the only thing that made sense, rushing to Nigel before Anrok's followers could reach him, and they had escaped into the night, managing the most dangerous trail she had ever traveled, destroying the only bridge to High Castle from Brotherstown. The horror and numbness that had washed over her as they had navigated off the mountain to this little backwater village were draining away as anger and resolve replaced them. Fear for Ben and all her other friends left behind the castle were still there, but she had to believe they would be safe, at least for now. They could only go forward, find a way to strike back at that evil bastard. No one would be safe again until they removed Anrok. He couldn't be allowed to hold the Vale. And if her suspicions were true that he had timed his coup to coincide with the king's visit to High Castle, the man would be after the crown as well. Anouk stepped into the hallway so she could modestly use the privy closet, and she did the same for him. Ziski came down the hallway while she was waiting for Anouk to finish and scratched his stubbly hair. "We are all meeting downstairs in 5 minutes. No one else in the inn is stirring, and it is the most privacy we will have to discuss our next course."
"Thank you, Ziski."
"I should thank you. You did a very brave and good thing getting Nigel out of the castle. I wish the circumstances of our meeting were different." He walked down the hallway and knocked on the next door. Elden re-entered the room when Anouk cracked open the door for her and reorganized her pack. She had the burgundy dress and one shirt and pants aside from what she wore, but she had brought no spare small clothes. She had her purse, which was fortunately well-stocked from her allowances, her wins at Tynes, and the leftover money Helios had let her keep after her shopping in Toratol. But how far would that take them? Most of the brothers didn't carry their purses around the castle. They would be lucky if any of the others carried any coin. She had the satchel of remedies Ispar had given her, which was something. She stacked Rosala's book and the larger volume Nigel had wanted from his hidden room on the bed. She had the spirit board, and thanks to Anouk, she had a hairbrush, a toothbrush, and soda paste. Anouk watched her as she put the books into the pack and the spirit board into her purse.
"What are those?"
"The books I took from Nigel's room before we fled. Nigel didn't want Anrok to get them," she said in the low tone one used in the early morning. "The last everyone is about to see."
She pulled her tooled leather cloak off the end of the bed, glad she had grabbed it, even if she had forgotten clean panties. She and Anouk descended the stairs to the common room. Ziski brewed coffee and tea and brought bread, honey, and butter from the kitchen. Rontil and Father Nigel entered, and they all sat around two tables. Everyone seemed alert and wary, except King Boklas, who looked puffy-eyed and sleepy.
"I should ward the room,"
Ziski said, glancing around.
"So no one outside the 14 of us will hear, and we will have warning when the innkeeper wakes. It is worth the risk, and we will be gone soon."
"Do it, Ziski,"
Nigel murmured, then said to all of them,
"Thank you all for your loyalty and your help getting us this far. I knew Anrok was working to undermine me at High Castle, but I never dreamed he would do this. It is also safe to say we all realize we are on our own for the moment, but I will not let Anrok's betrayal of everything we stand for pass without a reckoning. I know I may die trying to bring him to justice, and if that is to be my fate, I will gladly accept it, knowing I did all I could for my brothers and our way of life."